Wanted to mention something from the fourth chapter of Pirkei Avot. Mrs. Stein, this one's in your honor. I hope you won't be upset. The fourth parak of Pirkei Avot begins with an irony, an intended irony. So it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu with a little twist. So Yirmiyahu Anavi, and we actually read this as the Haftorah from Parshat Tzav. It's a beautiful, beautiful Haftorah. So Yirmiyahu Anavi says, "Al yitalel chacham bechachmato," that a person who's very intelligent should not be boastful about her intelligence. "Ve'al yitalel hagibor bigvurato," and a person who's very strong, let's say, physically, its physical prowess should not be boastful about that. "Ve'al yitalel ashir be'oshro," and the person who is very wealthy should not, difficult though it is, be prideful about his own wealth. Can't even say those words now without thinking to some contemporary events. People wealthy. So, anyway, it was a machlokas between the Nabi Yirmiyahu and the current very prominent presidential candidate about whether or not it would be appropriate for a person to take pride in his own wealth. Okay, so the Nabi Yirmiyahu suggests that it would perhaps be more appropriate for a person to take pride, haskel v'yadoa oti, that by coming close to God. So how does that defined? Ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem, osa chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz, because I do kindness and righteousness. Va'ila chafatz dinumash. That's what I would be impressed by. If you want to impress me, that would be a lot more impressive than your high IQ or your, you know, fancy Cadillac, you know, or your you can bench press 400 pounds. Okay. So that's the context. Now the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says Ezehu Chacham, following the categories of Yirmiyahu. Ezehu Chacham, who is a person who is wise? So you think the person who is wise, he's the person who teaches everybody. So the Mishnah says wrong. Ezehu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, the person who can learn from everybody else, who's smart enough to know that everybody has something to offer. Ezehu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. So Ezehu Gibor, who's the strongest one? You would think, you know, that the one who has the greatest external strength. He can, you know, bench press 400 pounds, or, you know, he conquers, you know, the largest cities. So the Mishnah says wrong, not that person, but somebody who is Kovashas Yitzro, somebody whose strength is not directed outwards, but inwards, somebody who's able to conquer his own instincts, his own character flaws, her own jealousy. Ezehu Gibor, HaKoveshes Yitzro. Ezehu Ashir, who's the wealthiest person? I know. Just look it up in Forbes, right? They tell you who the wealthiest people in the world are. So the Mishnah says that's wrong too. You know who the wealthiest person is? HaSameach B'chalko. The person who's satisfied, no matter how much or how little he has or she has. Then the Mishnah adds a category. Ezehu Mechubad, who is the one who's honored? So you think, oh, the one who's honored, obviously the one who everybody bows down to and everybody tells them they're so great and they're so smart and kisses up to. No. So the Mishnah says, HaMechabed et HaBriot, somebody, the person who's the most honored is the one who's most respectful of everybody, no matter what their background, their race, religion, gender, it doesn't matter, age, that's the person who's most respected. Then, building off of this Mishnah, Ben Azai says the following. Ben Azai Omer, Hevi Ratz L'mitzvah Kala Kevachamura, a person should always run to do a relatively small mitzvah, just like he would run to do a significant mitzvah. He says, Uboreach min ha'avera, you should run away from doing any avera. Why? He says, mitzvah goreres mitzvah, because every mitzvah that a person does can create a culture, create a context in which they'll do other mitzvah. In other words, life should not be understood as, you know, a series of random and arbitrary actions in a silo, but we create character. That's what we try to build in our students, try to build character. So if you do the right thing, turn in an assignment on time, you'll be honest about the test. If you're honest about the test, you'll be honest about your college application. You're honest about your college application, hopefully you'll be honest in your job. You know, there's an idea of building character. That's really what the Mishnah says. So thinking this morning, my daughter, the idea of mitzvah goreres mitzvah, I thought it was such a nice thing, particularly as we're learning Pirkei Avos at this time with the scholarship breakfast coming up. I was thinking, you know, the idea of capping off a storied career in education, and there's no greater mitzvah than that, teaching the next generation. The idea of honoring that career by enabling more people to get an education, I couldn't think of a more pertinent and meaningful example of mitzvah goreres mitzvah. So all of the many years of teaching in so many different contexts, but always mathematics, that's been done, will now goreres mitzvah enable in the year ahead, hopefully in the years ahead, to be able to create the framework through which more people will be able to get an education. That was exactly what Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria was talking about, is that one action, you know, and one category of action can hopefully breed another one. So in light of that, I wanted to just, you know, make my pitch. You know, if you're not yet signed up, but you can be there. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. It's really a wonderful opportunity to celebrate Dr. Noller and Mrs. Stein, and to engage in this mitzvah goreres mitzvah. So there you have it. Bezos yavo aharon el kodesh. The idea of approaching sacred spaces through honest in reckoning with painful things, and then of course the idea of ezehu chacham, ezehu gibor, ezehu asher, ezehu mechubad, and finally mitzvah goreres mitzvah. So